Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Moore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dell Lundgren. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dell Lundgren. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Lundgren fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Summa moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundgren fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is hit by the pitch. Rothrock moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Meyer scores. Flagstead moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to home to get Flagstead. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Carlisle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Summa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reagan moves to second. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lutsk applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan catches it and throws to first to double up Lutsk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Rawlings moves to second. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0 for 0 in the game. Lundgren bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to third for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Lundgren moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Moore scores. Lundgren moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lundgren tags and scores. Rothrock tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundgren covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards second. Spurgeon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spurgeon. Carlisle moves to third. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Carlisle scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaner moves to third. One out. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaner scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundgren bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Rothrock reaches third base with a triple. Moore scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Jacobson moves to third. Lutsk moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for George Uhel. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up for a single. Jacobson scores. Lutsk scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Danny McFadden now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Summa hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Flagstad moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reagan bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Spurgeon covering, for the out. Flagstad moves to third. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carlisle moves to second. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Culup pinch hits for George Grant. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Culup now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.